It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. I am your host, Justin Wersch. This is episode 456. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the Eva Longoria in all of your makeup needs, the former Whataburger employee.
That's the best one. You have to stop doing this bit now after 2 years. You'll never top that.
The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Do you want everything on your Whataburger or just the reuse?
I can't take full credit for that being hilarious. Oh. The only reason I chose it is because Eva Longoria, little known fact, used to be
a
Whataburger.
A lot of Whataburgers.
Then she went on the Subway diet. And
but why did you think of Eva Longoria?
I don't know. She literally popped into my head. I was trying to think of something pretty.
I appreciate
I don't think
that.
Eva Longoria is that pretty, though, to be honest. I could have chosen much better.
That's pretty good stuff. So, you know, I know that you and I have not discussed this off air. We've just probably spent more time discussing our show in the past hour than we have done ever.
However, yeah.
And I didn't mention this at all, but I really enjoyed <Of course. laughs> our last episode, 455. It's one of my favorites we've ever done.
That's the one where we talk about the video gaming industry and why mobile gaming and all that
stuff. Yes, but in the very end, the last 2 minutes, I feel like we stumbled upon a question that I don't know if we got the full time to unpack.
Okay.
Which I threw up on the Facebook page as well, which was, what game are you playing that is not attached to a franchise?
We couldn't think of one, yeah.
Exactly. I think this is very, very telling to the network, and I'm very pleased. I think after talking about games for 2 years now, we're finally uncorking the story. I've been watching a lot of Newsroom.
Me too. It's a good show.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah. I haven't seen this week's episode. So
I haven't. We're only three episodes deep, so super spoilers. We're still in November of 2010.
Right? Olivia Munn is pretty awesome.
Great.
For those of you who remember Olivia Munn from the original co-host of Attack of the Show, if I'm not mistaken in my G4 history,
she left
to pursue a television career, and it was supposed to be a temporary thing, and then she just never came back, and then they replaced her with Candace Bailey after having like a rotation of host after host after host, and... I guess she's... here's what I know. Somebody who close to me worked for her on like a PA situation.
Yeah.
And she is not a lovely person.
Ooh.
She gets angry about the kind of juice you give her.
Yes.
And water you give her and stuff like that. But that's she's amazing like in this show. Very, very good actress in the show.
She's incredible in the sack. That's what I thought you were about to say.
I've heard that too.
On the Facebook page, so I asked the same question, like, what was the last game that you purchased that was not attached to a franchise? And we actually got into a little bit of a debate there. Some of our listeners are on Facebook, some of you aren't, so here are some of the things.
Like us on Facebook, if you want, or Facebook. We're starting our own social network.
Get on Facebook.
It's all about cooking. Second funniest podcast for bakers.
Facebook. So, like, one guy right off the bat was like, can't think of anything. L.A. Noire, Heavy Rain, of those two, I think Heavy Rain counts. Yeah. L.A. Noire, I do not, like, you can't, in a conversation about franchise and branding, Rockstar is a brand. I know it's not a franchise.
Yeah, we did talk about that with
but it's an
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, it's like all the same stuff.
Yeah, but I think you're still kind of, you're being harsh on the rules of the game, but I get what you're doing.
The point is...
And I like it.
Yeah, but yeah... For sure, but the thing that's different about it is that the only thing that changes the rules is that you have a company that made three games in a franchise and then made three more games in a franchise with the same. It was like Grand Theft Auto 3, blah, 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 blah. And they eventually got so big that they're like, you know what? Let's do things not... They're essentially spinoffs when you get down to it. They're just different genre spinoffs.
Yeah, they Rockstar has done a very good job of making a genre of games that is them.
Right.
So that it's like really what you're right. I see what you're saying. You're saying that when Rockstar makes a game, it is this is our take on what this kind of game
and
would
you
do.
Will get like you
like if
play,
Rockstar made a racing game,
yeah.
it would be different from, Need for Speed.
Exactly. Yeah. Or Split Second or any of those. Yeah. It would and they wouldn't make a race.
Although I'd like to see Rockstar bring back Road Rash. Did you ever play Road Rash?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It was my favorite game ever. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was on Sega Genesis. And it was essentially like a motorcycle racing game, but it added this element of combat where you could kick the guy next to you and push him into an obstacle and he'd crash. Or there were weapons that you could grab from other people. So there was a moment when they would hold it up above their head, and there was a button you could press that as they swung, if you timed it right, you could like do a counter and take their weapon from them. And then there were sticks you could club people. The best was the chain because it was like a one hit and they would knock them off their bike.
I do remember that game. Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
That was Rockstar back in the day?
It was not. Oh, I'm just saying, I would like to see them reboot it. Yeah.
Got it. So people posted up stuff, and if you know the name of the game, of any of them all, they're generally not going to be big titles. They're not going to be like AAA games.
Yeah.
If they are a game that you recognize, they're going to be old, or they're going to be like a mobile game or a Vita game like Escape Plan or Little Big Planet, somebody said, Sound Shapes. Like these, there are new franchises, Minecraft, these are new things, but they're not like, so what I think is going to happen, and I'd be interested to sit down and really look at the statistics on this, that new franchises are launched with the new consoles. So you get a new console and whatever the new, like that's where Uncharted came from. That's where Infamous came from.
Don't you feel like too, that there seems to be like with all these Battle Royale and Heroes on the Move, you know what I mean? It seems to be that they're kind of taking a little bit of the playbook from Nintendo and saying, let's build a stock group of characters that kind of become iconic with our brand of console.
Yeah.
And with Xbox, I guess it would be Halo.
Totally. I think all that's very true. But it's just so funny that people complain all the time about how Hollywood has no new ideas. Uh-huh. And then we look down at our games. You look down at comic books, and we're still reading about Superman and Spider-Man.
But they're the new 52.
Yeah, exactly. and you look over at your console, you're like, I'm still playing. I mean, Pac-Man, no. But Mario, yes. But you're still playing. But,
I mean, honestly, until we kind of had this realization, you don't really look at it and go, harumph. Yeah. You're still true. Playing it and you're enjoying it. I think ultimately what gamers want, what we want, is we want to be able, here's the thing. There is an element that I think has kind of been missing from games for me, and that I found with Portal, and that I found when we played the Ratchet and Clank, although I recently learned that it matters who you play it with also.
You play it with your son?
No, with you guys, but there was somebody there who wasn't in it. It was funny, but at the same time, I kind of realized, I'm like, oh, it's different when everybody is kind of new, and and there's an element to that, All for One, Ratchet and Clank, if I didn't say that already, but that there's an element to that game where it's like, oh, look at, oh, that's cool that we're doing that.
Yeah.
You don't really get that, I feel, or at least I don't. I feel comfortable saying that. I don't have that in a lot of games.
Yeah,
that it's
I
like
don't.
When I even when I played Red Dead Redemption, as much as I love the game, I love the world of the game.
Yeah.
I love the time period of the game. And I love the
characters and the story. And
I wasn't into that really. That I like the what I was really into is the limitations that the time period put on you as a game.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I thought that was cell phones
and the idea that you had to lasso
no teleporters.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah. Unless you set a camp, then you could teleport. Then all of a sudden you had Star Trek power. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do.
I felt that's what I liked about it, but there was I kind of felt like it going, okay, yeah, I'm shooting from the back of a covered wagon. Yeah, that makes sense. I would expect to do that. I don't remember, and I could be being unfair to Red Dead Redemption, but I don't remember this moment where it's like, oh, that's pretty sweet. You know, I think with Rockstar, the only thing that, which is completely inappropriate, but it's that first time you pick up a hooker in your car and then you kill her and take the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like, oh, that's funny. That's a nice little dynamic that isn't built into the game. But there's also these things where it's like they do that really well in Saints Row. That's what made me think of in Saints Row. There's lots of cool things where it's like you're hanging from a helicopter shooting a sniper rifle and stuff like that, which is a common, like the first person shooting aspect through a sniper rifle is a common convention. But they added this level where it's like, well, they're doing it from a helicopter, and that's kind of fun and cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my butt here, but I just feel like I don't feel like gaming when I'm playing a game. I don't feel like I'm sitting there going, bleh.
Well, and so to go all the way back to E3, I think this is what the president of Nintendo kept saying over and over again. You want new stuff, but you want it to be the same.
Yeah.
And so I was super critical of Nintendo for saying that. Build a new game, build a new game. And then I looked around like, when was the last time I bought a game that either wasn't... that was new or wasn't a part of an existing franchise outside? Like, I'm playing a lot of Star Trek Online right now. It's called Star Trek Online. Yeah. Like, it's a different, it's a new game, but it's not a new universe. And
maybe we should put it like a little dog ear in the idea of talking to the next developer that we get in, is that maybe that's their goal. Maybe their goal when they make that first game is kind of like what, I don't think it's their goal with a movie, but I think it sometimes it kind of happens where right. It's like you make a movie to make a good movie, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's a hit. Now we have to make a sequel.
Well, we need to get the developers for Mass Effect in here.
Oh, okay.
Because I was blown away. I'm like, oh, in games you can do whatever you want mm-hmm. because you're not tied to a franchise. You're not tied to a book. You're not. In fact, it's better when you just invent whatever you want because the visualization is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they made two more games, and then they were sequels and blah 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 blah.
Yeah. And really, and on a side note too, I like that what they're doing with letting you take the choices you made from the first game, and it is becoming a trilogy movie mm-hmm. for you. Like, your character continues on with all the same attributes and everything. I really think that's smart. I like that move. I know that there are people who are super anal and want to experience everything, and it's like, oh, now I got to go back and do everything.
Well,
you know,
just like life, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Mass Effect is reality.
Boom.
And now the news.
Oh, boy. That was... the news from the second funniest podcast.
So, the biggest story we have today is that Sly 4... coming out in February of 2014. Just kidding, 2013.
But now, can you say this? Can you say that that was the original date all along? Like, because when you hinted on the Facebook page, you said, and on the show, you said, I know the release date.
Yeah. I can in all honesty tell you no, that was not their original plan, and I think they said it.
Yeah.
Like they said also, yeah, we wanted it. Like, I'm not betraying any confidences or any trust because Sony changed their mind, and that's the thing. We should get Matt back on the horn and find out what happened. But I think it, as much as it sucks,
what if he got fired.
Oh gosh, as much as it hurts to be like, and now we have to wait, you know, whatever, 5 months, 3 months, whatever, wherever fall was going to land before the game comes out in February of next year. The truth is, it will be a better move for them. Like, it makes sense. When I read that list of games that Sony is releasing in the same pocket of time, it was ridiculous. It was like 10 titles coming
out. In February?
Out. No, in the fall. So their reason for pushing it is during that pre-Christmas launch.
You assume.
No, they said it.
Oh, they said that.
They said
okay.
this. That during pre-Christmas launch, we've got too many titles coming out in order to give Sly the time and attention it deserves. And it's true. Because not only will sales hurt, which is true, like which is the bottom line, you know, because it's like releasing 10 movies in a theater at the same time, making your audiences choose. You can only see so much. You can only buy your kids so many things for Christmas. But then also it doesn't get the attention that it could gather in February from all the media sites. Think about it. All the games that come out just before Christmas, they'll be tired. It's months before E3. Like, it's a sweet place to put a big game like this for release in February. Who knows? It could be the cover of some game magazine because it will be the hottest thing coming out. It will be the biggest title coming out in February of that year. That's my hope, at least. So,
yeah, that would be awesome.
While it stings, while I get it, the truth is it's coming. It does exist. So let's all just hold our breaths.
It's hard for me to wrap my mind around the idea of anticipating something. Like, I'm trying to think of what I really anticipate with that level of like,
Well, we'll talk more about this later. For me, it's Guild Wars. You know, Guild Wars' original game plan, business model, was every 6 to 9 months, release a new standalone game that interacted with the other games. So you could buy one copy. I could buy a different copy.
Connect to the same world.
Yeah, exactly. And the characters we would be able to link in the server, all that stuff would all be there. And so the idea was that, like, generally about once a year, you'd have a new game that would attach to this. That model broke down very quickly because they had better ideas. And so they said, okay, we're working on a fourth installment. We're going to scrap that. We're going to take all the assets we've created and turn it into an expansion, the only expansion. So you have to have one of these other games to play it. And that's going to be the gateway into the sequel that we're going to be coming out with soon. They just kept saying, when it's ready. And now here we are 5 years later. This game is coming out. Now, to you Sly Cooper fans, you hardcore fans, I know you're sitting there going, I've been waiting 7 years since the last, and now it'll be closer to 8 since the last Sly Cooper title.
But 7 years ago, that was not said.
It was not
there
said.
There was going to be
a You were not
game.
Told that, it, like, I have been knowing that there is a room full of people developing. The truth is, you know, our buddies over at Sanzura have only been developing the game for a handful of years, a fraction of the amount of time we've been waiting for another installment. Believe me, because I haven't recorded a line. No one wants this game to happen more than me.
Yeah.
So I can feel it, but that, even that of, like, anticipation, I mean, I've been playing Guild Wars 1 in specifically grinding to get achievements in the sequel, and I still am sitting here going, and it comes out on Friday here in real time, and I'm excited for it. I have not carved my name in a tree or made a single Creed-related video.
I thought this was funny. A Portal 2 space video game robot launched into actual space. An American video game company has revealed...
Spoiler! Norlin North is going to call.
There is an unauthorized stowaway on board Japanese spacecraft now in Earth orbit on its way to the International Space Station.
Sweet.
Wheatley, the orb-shaped robotic companion from Valve Software's 2011 popular game Portal 2, is flying aboard the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, latest H2 transfer vehicle, the HTV-3, which launched on Friday, July 20th, to resupply the space station. The character in miniature two-dimensional form is soaring through real space thanks to an unnamed NASA worker. Valve announced on its blog that thanks to an anonymous tech at NASA, Wheatley is actually going to actual space. The one-eyed sphere, or personality core, as referred to in the video game, is given its voice by English actor and comedian Stephen Merchant on board the HTV, which is nicknamed Konotori, or White Stork. The robot's voice is offered in the form of a phrase ingrained under Wheatley's likeness in space. It's not officially endorsed, it says, so it just says that, what else does it say? A photo posted on Valve's website shows it appears to be a circuit board with Wheatley's likeness laser inscribed in one corner. The photograph offers no reference of scale. What the hell? Oh.
Space, going to space. Can't wait, space. Space, trial. Putting the system on trial. In space. Space system on trial. Guilty. Not being in space. Go to space, yeah.
Now, isn't that Nolan North and not Wheatley?
No, that's Nolan North. Yeah, but he's saying space. So.
Yeah. Well, but I don't remember the part when Wheatley said he wanted to go into space.
He ends in space.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, now we are a family again.
Space, space, I'm going to go to space, space. Yes, please, space, 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 go to space, space, space. I'm going to go to space, 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 go to space. Go away. Space. Play cool, play cool. Here come space cops. Here come space cops. Help me, space cops. Space cops, help. Go into space, go in there. Can't wait, gotta go. Space, going. Better buy a telescope. Want to see me? Buy a telescope. Gonna be in space. 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 Go to space. Boy. Yeah. Okay. Space. Space. I'm gonna go to space. 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 Go to space. Yes. Please. Space.
I'm thoroughly entertained. Is that
I love it. No, I love
it. Space. Gonna be in space. 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 Oh, space. Wanna go to space. Space. That's good. Let's go to space. Let's go to space. Oh, space. Love space. Atmosphere. Black holes. Astronauts. Nebulas. Jupiter. The Big Dipper. The Big Dipper. Orbit. Space orbit. In my space suit. Space. Whoa, the sun. I'm gonna meet the sun. Oh, no. What do I say? Hi. Hi, son. Oh, boy. Look, an eclipse. No, don't look. Come here, space. I have a secret for you. No, come closer. Space. Space. Wanna go to space. Wanna go to space. Space. Wanna go to space. Wanna go to space. Go to space. 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 Hey, lady. Lady. Space. Lady. Space. Gotta go to space. Lady. Lady. Ooh, lady. Ooh, lady. Ooh. Let's go to space. Oh, I know. Let's go to space. Ooh. Hi. Where are we going? Where are we going? Hey, lady, where are we going? Where are we going? Let's go to space, lady.
That's great. That is outstanding. Another story. New Jersey family says home was target. Oh, I wanted to do that. I didn't do that for the first story.
I wondered if you had abandoned.
I've forgotten.
Bit.
New Jersey family says home was targeted in pipe bomb attack because of video game dispute. A New Jersey family says their home was targeted by three young neighbors in a pipe bomb attack that stems from an online video game dispute. Boanerges Bezerra awoke early this past Saturday and quickly moved his wife and their three children out of the house after dialing for police. Luckily, no one was hurt in the incident, despite three homemade pipe bombs landing on the property in Monroe, New Jersey. Police say Matthew Debski, 20, and brothers Michael Cavallo, 22, and Jonathan Cavallo, 18, are responsible for the attack and live in the same neighborhood as the Bezerras. According to reports, the dispute began almost 2 years with a disagreement between the three men and Bezerra's son over an online video game.
Wow.
They have too much time on their hands, said Bezerra. They don't work, and that's a problem. Bezerra said he heard an explosion outside the house and dialed for police. Someone has just exploded things outside our house, Bezerra heard telling the police operator on a 911 call during the incident. I know that's rude, but I think it's hilarious. Someone has just exploded things outside our
They're
house.
They're exploding. Space, space, space,
explode,
space, space.
Explode, explode, explode. I'm going to blow up. I'm going to blow up. It was such a shocking 911 call that even the operator had to ask again to make sure he heard it. She heard it right. There were explosions outside our house and something's burning. Please hurry, says Bezerra. One of the pipe bombs blasted through the bedroom of Bezerra's 14-year-old daughter, missing her by mere feet. Another pipe bomb started a fire in the attic. Family began to flee the house when a third pipe bomb was allegedly launched toward the home. Debski and the Cavallos were arrested following the attack and faced 21 charges, including arson, aggravated assault, and trespassing, according to the Star-Ledger. Bezerra says the three allegedly responsible for the attack have been terrorizing the family for years.
Wow.
Bezerra's wife, Jean, told the newspaper that the family started seeing escalating incidents from Debski and the Cavallo brothers. In recent months, Bezerra said fireworks were set off outside her bedroom window and car windows were broken. So it doesn't really say the game, but I just, again, I can't imagine there's a thing out there that would make me want to throw pipe bombs at somebody's house.
I don't know. If I fragged you pretty hard repeatedly.
You know, when we did your bachelor party, you're right. When we did your bachelor party, I might be worthy of a pipe bomb attack because I was notorious while all of us were learning to play Call of Duty. I would run up behind somebody in the LAN party and I would say, behind you. And then I would knife attack, which is a one kill shot. And that was a very, very good time for me. I would,
by the way,
I would
I'm
like
sorry
watch...
about your cat.
You kill my cat at that other dude's house?
Just
which would be pretty awesome.
You had it coming.
Yeah. The cat deserved it. But my favorite part of doing that was watching all the other screens like turn around.
Yeah,
nobody knew who they were. Like, it was
they just
fun.
Knew it was coming.
It was pretty fun. That was good times. All right, next story. Rest in peace, Nintendo Power magazine shutting down after 24 years. It looks like the Nintendo Power, one of the longest running video game publications, is shutting down.
What that just seems like lazy journalism, right there.
What do you mean?
One of the longest running. Magazines in like you can't tell me how long it's been running or if it is the longest running magazine or
they tell
who
you,
is the longest running magazine.
I don't know if they tell you who is the longest magazine, but they do tell you how long it's been running.
I think
it is the longest running.
That's
personally.
My point.
Yeah.
That's my point, and that's why I'm saying it's lazy journalism. They didn't want to bother looking up to see because good journalism would say one of the longest running magazine after so and so and so and so of this. Or this circulation, losing out to so-and-so and so-and-so of this many circulations for this long. It's pretty long, but not that long. Give me a break.
It says they actually stopped publication in 2007, or they actually stopped publishing in 2007.
Really? Wow.
Says, as first reported by Ars Technica, the vulnerable brand is preparing to shut down after Nintendo and Future... and shifted responsibilities to Future Publishing, which I guess is another publisher that does magazines, decided not to renew a publishing contract. According to Ars Technica's source, Nintendo seemed uninterested in taking over publication of the magazine themselves or in creating more digital initiatives to prolong the health of the brand. Nintendo brand editors initially tweeted what looked to be confirmation of the magazine's demise, but those tweets have now been removed. Writers at Nintendo Power are reportedly being transitioned to other Future publications. Nintendo Power is just the latest video game magazine to go out of print. In late 2011, GamePro ceased publication after 23 years. In 2009, Ziff Davis stopped publishing Electronic Gaming Monthly, although the magazine was revived by a different publisher in 2010. If you were anything like me, large portions of your childhood were spent buried in the pages of the original Nintendo Power. I would spend hours poring over each issue, reading about upcoming games and existing favorites. The first 100 issues or so are tucked away in my parents' basement, living on as mementos of childhood I'm still unready to discard. Wow, then it gets weirdly reported, and then they
then it gets blogging. Super
blogging.
This is
by Christina Warren of Mashable.
She's a lady gamer. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In honor of Nintendo's powers, 24 years in print, we've tracked down 10 of our favorite covers from Super Mario Brothers to Metroid to Zelda. We've rounded up some of our favorites from the past.
All right.
So
that's not worth looking at.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna look at it. But I think
But here's the thing. Like,
to me, the news is that it's lasted this long.
Yeah, that's my point. That's what I was going to say, rather, is that I own an iPad.
Yeah.
Magazines need to go away.
Yeah.
They're good for, like, long car rides or, you know, there'd still be a few trash ones, but these high-end magazines, the point of a gamer magazine was to get tips and cheats.
Yeah.
You're going to get those within an hour of it being
with
online.
An app on your iPhone.
The idea of, like, spoilers and stuff or anything worth letting you know whether you should buy the game, within a day of a game being released, a full game walkthrough will be available on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, so, and the magazine, I don't own a magazine that has YouTube in it. So,
that means there's a niche for YouTube
there,
monthly.
Yeah.
We need to get YouTube monthly up off the floor and get it going. This is a big story, I think. In fact, I'm going to save that one for the end.
Although
most of you, by the time
have?
You're listening, we've got about 5 minutes, but we might go a little long.
All right.
Because I think this is interesting. Another article I found on Yahoo News.
Heard of it?
The teen hospitalized after a 4-day video game binge. Now, what I like about it is
nice. It's
the teen. This is what I imagine your son will be known as a teenager. He will be known as the teen. Here's one way to tell you that you've been spending too much time with the Xbox. Your lips turn blue and you collapse. Early Tuesday morning in Columbus, Ohio, 15-year-old Tyler Rigsby emerged from his bedroom after at least 4 straight days of playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yes.
Lured out by his mom with the promise of visiting his aunt's house. Once there, Rigsby collapsed 3 times, his face pale and his lips blue. Emergency doctors at a local hospital treated him for severe dehydration and exhaustion.
Now that's on his mom.
And his mom, Jesse Rollins, promptly got rid of the Xbox. Rigsby isn't the first person to sacrifice his health thanks to a video game addiction either. Wow, they already got him as an addict? That's funny.
Yes.
Here's a look at his story and the bizarre tendency to games till you drop. Did Rigsby really play Modern Warfare for 4 days? 4 or 5, his family isn't really sure. Rigsby did nap for a couple hours here and there during his marathon gaming session and leave his room a few times for snacks, bathroom breaks, and 1 quick shower. Yeah, he's hot with the ladies. But otherwise was holed up with his Xbox. By the time he arrived at his aunt's house, it's like he was looking at me, but he wasn't there. It was like he was looking through me, the aunt. Yeah, he was looking through you to the guy over your shoulder, which he was going to frag. Jennifer Thompson tells WCMH-TV, we were talking, and I heard a thump, and I looked over, and he just fell.
Yes.
What caused him to collapse so you can avoid doing this on your next 4-day binge? That's not what it says. I added that last part. Dehydration, most likely. When you expel more liquids than you drink in, your blood volume shrinks, lowering blood pressure. Sometimes to the point where a lack of oxygen in your brain makes you pass out, says Dr. Mike Patrick, an emergency physician at Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Okay, so drink Gatorade while gaming. Get to
exactly.
The good story.
Are such gaming-related mishaps unusual? Not unusual enough. In some ways, Rigsby was lucky, says Michelle Castillo of CBS News. Other nonstop gamers who forgot to drink liquids have died. Asia seems especially prone to game. I don't know. That's so freaking. That's messed up, but I chuckled.
Dark today.
To
just
game
real
as
dark.
Fatalities. Last month, a Taiwanese 18-year-old died in an internet cafe after a nonstop 40-hour Diablo session while Why would you be sitting in public and dying? Oh, that's hilarious.
They got nothing better to do.
While a Chinese gamer died in February 2011 after playing for 3 days with little food or sleep.
The thing that sucks about dying in a cafe is that there's drinks everywhere.
Right, exactly.
There's the waiters.
And food.
There's somebody that's going, you know what, that guy's been there for a while.
But the problem is global. In August 2011, 20-year-old British Xbox addict Chris Staniforth died after a blood clot traveled to his lung from his calf, a consequence of sitting for extended periods. And the gamers themselves aren't the only ones who get hurt. In 2010, a British mother was banned from the internet and given a 2-year suspended sentence for neglecting her 3 kids and 2 dogs because she was so engrossed in the online game Small Worlds.
Wow.
What lessons can we draw from? That's just...
I don't even know that game. Small World?
And I just can't imagine.
Is it like Farmville? Small World.
I like the idea that she could get, like, it's not prison in Britain. They, like, we are going to take away your internet. Ha ha, joke's on you.
Oh, that wasn't free.
You won't be able to Facebook or you are, now you are French. We are the French police here in
space,
England.
Space.
But I just like that she doesn't go to jail for neglecting her kids. They just say, we're going to take away your internet. What lessons can we draw from Tyler's close call? For one, says Dr. Patrick, those who insist on marathon gaming need to use some common sense. Remember to drink and eat enough. Get up and move around every once in a while and turn off the TV or computer and get some real sleep. We also have to look at Rigsby's mom's inability to intervene and end this persistent threat to the health of her child over the course of 5 days, says Owen Good at Kotaku. 5 days, getting rid of Xbox is a good step, but I doubt it totally solves all the problems in this household.
You want to take it back?
Sarcasm.
And do
that, right? So the big story,
let's save that for next week.
Why?
Let's do news. Let's continue with the news.
But
thing
by next week, it'll be old news.
It'll be great.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive.
All right,
positive.
If you say so.
These are supposed to be 30 minutes, and then they go 50.
They don't go.
Oh, that's right. It's a 2-minute one.
Yeah, 31. Come on.
No, let's do it next.
No,
week.
Come on. Oh, my gosh.
31 is more than 30.
I know, but it's not too much. Why did it stop? There we go. All right, give us a call, 408-228-4911. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Please continue to spread the word. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on your favorite episode, and say, hey, I want to email this. It says right there, and you can email it to a friend, or you could share it on your Facebook wall amongst friends. And I think now there's even a way where it's giving you announcements on our Second Funniest Podcast Facebook page when episodes are coming out.
That is
so
true.
You can directly give the ability to click on the file and play it right there. You could share that on your wall, suggest it to your friends, help us spread the word. We've got some big news that might be coming out in the next couple weeks of how the word will be spread.
I can't wait to hear about this news article coming later.
That's going
to
be awesome.
The suspension is killing me.
We'll see you all on Friday. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.